Thank you very much. Thank you very much also organizers for possibility give me three different talk on three different subjects. So in this conference I'm very lucky to see many people who are real expert in group theory, in combinatorics, and also in map theory. So I will talk about these three subjects in my lecture today. Okay. Let me start with some well-known definition. Consider two Riemann surfaces, T and S. A covering P is just a surjective map, which is locally looking as a complex map Z to Z to N. N is arbitrary integer, which possibly is equal to 1, maybe greater than 1. We refer to N as a branch order at the point Z equal to 0. There are two different examples of branch covering. The first one gives us a regular covering of a sphere by torus. In this case, of course, it's very, very small Z6 group which is acting of this torus. Maybe even good idea to draw the action of such a group on the torus. We just consider a torus in some very particular way. We start with a regular hexagon and want to identify the opposite sides of this hexagon. As a result, we have a torus. Of course, there is action of Z6 by rotation. This is exactly the example I want to produce here. As a result, we have a few fixed points. I think this is one, this is another one, this one more. And after all, as a factor space, we have a sphere. And this means just order of branch point for this particular function, which is just torus divided by Z6 action. So this is just sphere with three particular points which are considered as a singular point of the orbital. One more example give us irregular covering. In this case, torus is covered by genus 2 Riemann surface. And we have only one branch point of order 3. Also, there is a way to draw this in some particular way, but we have used hyperbolic geometry to draw the corresponding picture. So just believe that such a covering exists. Indeed, there are three of them, which are slightly different. Okay. We say that the covering P is unbranched, or maybe smooth, if all branch indices of P are equal to the 1. Two coverings P and P prime are said to be equivalent if there exists a homomorphism from T to T prime such that the following diagram is commutative. There is just identity map. This is very important for my consideration. It's well-known fact from algebraic topology. If we start with some n-fold unbranched covering and suppose that gamma is just a fundamental group of the surface S, then there is a natural embedding of the fundamental group of the T into the fundamental group of surface C. The index exactly coincides with the number of sheets of this covering, with the multiplicity of this covering. Moreover, two embeddings, H and H prime, produce equivalent coverings if and only if the corresponding groups H and H prime are conjugate into gamma. This fact is well known for unbranched covering, but the same situation takes place also for branch covering. We have just changed the notion of fundamental group of surface to the notion of fundamental group of the orbital. I avoid detail, but later we will use this consideration as well. The most interesting situation are given by the following three examples. The first case, let us suppose that S be just a bordered surface of Euler characteristic 1 minus R, where R is greater or equal to 1. Then the fundamental group of such a surface is exactly the free group of rank R. A typical example of such a surface is a disk D with small holes removed. There are small holes, 1, 2, 3, R, which are removed from this disk. As a result, we have a natural loops around this small holes, which generate exactly this fundamental group. So this is just very simple geometrical interpretation of the free group. Later, we need also some more groups, and the second one is just a fundamental group of a close orientable surface of genus G. In this case, the group has the following representation. It is generated by two times G elements and has only one relation. The product of commutators is equal to one. Typical example is Riemann surface of genus 2, which is shown on this picture. Okay, the next situation, which is also known for topologists, this is a closed orientable surface of genus P. In this case, the group, the fundamental group of the surface is generated by P elements and has only one relation. The product of squares is equal to 1. Again, the typical situation is given by so-called Klein surface. This is non-orientable surface of genus 2. Well, now we want to concentrate on the following two problems. The first problem. Suppose that group gamma is fixed and we want to find the number of subgroup of given index n in the group gamma. And the second problem is slightly different. We want to find the number of conjugacy classes of subgroup of given index in the free group gamma. Since we know already the geometrical interpretation about subgroups, we can consider the second problem as the problem to find the number of non-equivalent and fold and branch covering over surface S, where gamma is exactly the fundamental group of surface S. So we have just equivalent geometrical restatement of the second problem. This is exactly the number of non-equivalent covering over a given multiplicity. Okay. What is known? The first problem, the number of subgroup of given index in the free group of rank A was calculated by Marshall Hall. And the second problem, namely the number of conjugacy classes of given index in free group, was calculated by Valery Liskovets and later independently by two Korean mathematicians, Kwak and Lee. Both problems for close orientable surface was solved in my papers. This is just kind of reference. And the same two problems for the fundamental group of non-orientable surface was solved also in my joint paper with my former student, Galina Poznyakova. In joint paper with Valery Liskovets, we tried to solve similar problem for the so-called Seifert three manifolds. We successfully did the first part, but the second one is still under question, but in present it's possible to deal with, but still we are not able to find a suitable student who can finish this work for us. Okay, more deep history. Indeed, the problem to calculate the branch covering was stated in the old paper of Gurwitz. He solved this problem for some very particular case for so-called simple branch covering. Later, he discussed this result together with Emmanuel Lasker, who was the second world chess champion, but he also was a mathematician, very nice mathematician. And Lasker suggested to Gurwitz to use the representation theory of finite group, which was developed more or less at the same time by Frobenius. Gurwitz did this and recognized that the number of covering or branch covering can be expressed in terms of reducible characters of the symmetric group. More modern exposition can be found in number of books written by Lubotsky and Siegel, and also a number of paper of Müller, Schlange-Puchta, Wolfhard, and other mathematicians. In particular, Müller found a very nice asymptotic formula for such a number. And also, I should mention that Andrei Okunkov became a Fields medalist. when he discovered a deep relationship between enumeration of covering, representation theory of finite group, probability theory, and partial differential equation.
Okay.
We start with the following observation. This gives us a way to calculate the covering in many cases. In particular, the case of Riemann surface is also covered by this theorem. Let gamma be an arbitrary, finitely generated group. Then the number of conjugacy classes of subgroup of index n in gamma is given by the following formula. There is average of some number, which indeed is just the number of epimorphisms from subgroup K onto cyclic group of order L. I just want to say very few words about proof of this theorem. The proof is based essentially on the following two lemma. The first lemma is a kind of version of the Bernstein lemma. And the second one give us expression for the following quantity. In some previous talk, it was also considered this kind of thing, so maybe it's a good idea to explain. We have just a very simple situation. We have a group gamma and also subgroup sitting inside of this group, for example, of index n, but it's not so important. We suppose that both groups act on some set X. Then we can consider two kind of factor space. First, we consider the smaller group, say P, and another action suppose be done by gamma. As a result, we have a covering, exactly n fold covering, which is produced by group inclusion written above. Well, precisely, if we consider a particular element of the first one, then it go to the element of this kind in the second case. Well, so we have n-fold covering. Then I have say that this particular expression, this one, this exactly the covering group of such a covering, group of covering transformation. It may be trivial, it may be a group of order n in the case when this covering is regular, but roughly speaking, in most cases, this is irregular covering, and maybe this guy is supposed to be just identity in many cases. But in general, we have to pass through all possible subgroups and to calculate the size of this covering group for such a covering in all cases. Okay, so this is just a relation between group theory and number theory. This can be expressed in terms of Euler function in some very particular way. Then combination of these two lemma give us the proof of the theory. Well, since we have used some number of epimorphism from group gamma to some special cyclic group, I want to explain how to calculate the number of epimorphisms. Indeed, this is very easy to do. Let K be finitely generated group. In this case, the abelizer of this group is an abelian group of finite rank. So it can be decomposed as a direct product of cyclic group. Some of them are finite, some of them are infinite. In this case, one can easily calculate the number of homomorphisms from K into the cyclic group of order D. After all, we have used the following observation that number of all possible homomorphisms can be expressed through number of epimorphisms, where D runs through all possible divisors of number L. As a result, we are able to apply Möbius inversion formula to find the number of epimorphisms. As a result, we have the following. The number of epimorphisms from the group K onto cyclic group of order L is given by the following expression. Here is just greater common divisor of two numbers, and mu is just the Möbius function. In three particular cases, the first is free group, the second is the group of the closed orientable surface, and this is a group of closed non-orientable surface with them explicitly the formula for the number of epimorphisms. All of them involve Möbius function, but here also we have concentrated on the greater common divisor of 2 and D. Well, then this observation gives us possibility to prove the following theorem. If S is a bodied surface with the fundamental group which is free of rank R, then the number of non-equivalent n-fold covering of S is given by the following formula, where M is stands for the number of subgroup of Gindix M in the group under consideration. Recall that the number of subgroup was recently done by Marshall Hall, and it can be obtained by the following recursive formula. So this is Liskovec's theorem, and I want just very briefly indicate how to prove it following the main theorem. By Schreier theorem, any subgroup of index M in a free group is again free and isomorphic by the following one. As a result, by theorem 1, we are able to calculate the number of conjugacy classes according to the following formula. But the number of epimorphisms is already calculated in the above mentioned corollary. Putting the last formula to the first one, we get exactly the Valery Liskovec result. Before, it was proved by very complicated technique. The same approach can be used also to calculate the surface covering. As a result, we have theorem. Let S be a closed orientable surface with the fundamental group, which is shown here. Then the number of non-equivalent n-fold covering is given by the following expression. Again, this M is just an example of subgroup of given index in the surface group of genus G. Möbius is Möbius functions. The proof is essentially based on the following observation. The only one difference is how to calculate the number of subgroups. The number of subgroup is given by the following formula, which can be found in my paper. And in this case, we have to use irreducible characters of symmetric group. Still, I don't know more simple expressions for such a number. I tried to find, it was a long time ago, but still the only possible way to express this number of subgroups. The formula can be used also for non-orientable surface, but in this case one has to change all the characteristic 2 times g minus 2 by all the characteristic pi minus 2. The statement falls as well. Okay, similar result is also valid for the number of covering over non-orientable surface. It's much more complicated, it consists of 2 parts, but probably I avoid detail to explain these parts. The proof is essentially the same and quite short, maybe takes a couple of lines. Okay, now I want to change the subject slightly and consider a map sitting on the surface S. Map is just a graph embedding with such a property that the complement of this graph is a union of 2 disks. For example, this is a map. This is non-map because the face of this guy is 3 connected domain, which is not a disk certainly. Okay, the rooted map is just map with distinguished semi-H, like shown in this picture. 2 maps are equivalent if there exists orientation preserving homomorphism which send map to map. And 2 rooted maps are equivalent if such a orientation preserving homomorphism send also root to the root. 2 problems. Find the number of non-equivalent rooted map with given number of edges on the closed orientable surface of genus G. And the second problem is find the number of non-equivalent maps which has the same number of edges and are sitting on the same surface of genus G. This is just kind of vocabulary which able to understand the relation between groups and maps. This is kind of maps, trivial maps, is related with so-called universal map group, which has the following presentation. Rooted map are just torsion-free subgroup of genus G inside of gamma. And unrooted maps are in one-to-one correspondence with conjugacy classes of torsion-free subgroup of genus G and also of index 2 times E inside of gamma. So if I want to calculate the number of unrooted map, I have to calculate the number of conjugacy classes of subgroups with particular properties which are described by these conditions. Okay, to do this, I need to introduce the notion of orbifold, but I think I have no time to do this. It's just factor space by action of cyclic group. The previous example give us exactly the orbifold. Okay. There is kind of relationship between so-called fundamental group of orbifolds and the fundamental group of surface itself. As a result, we have to use Fuchsian group distortion, which usually can be represented in this following way. This product of commutator, product of elements, and the elements E1, E2, and so on are just elements of finite order, M1, M2, and so on, Mn. Okay, as a result, we are able to state the following theorem, which is joint result with Roman-Medela. Let S be a closed orientable surface, then the number of map having E edges and counting up to orientation preserving homomorphism is given by the following formula. Here, epi stands for the number of order preserving epimorphism, and this is just the number of map on the orbifold. Very lucky, but all numbers, the first one and the second one, can be calculated very explicitly. We have some formula. I avoid the details. Again, Möbius function can be used to find this kind of expression as well. This is Möbius function, which involves in some special way. And the number of rooted map on orbifold also can be calculated through the number of rooted map living on the close orientable surface. This is so-called TAT number. The first number of this kind was calculated by TAT itself. This is the number of rooted map with E edges on the sphere. And the second formula gives us the number of rooted map on the torus. Then the story has a kind of prolongation. It was suggested that in general case, if we consider generating function for the number of rooted map on the closed orientable surface of genus G, then as a result we have the following rational expression, where P is just integer polynomial of M of degree 3G minus G. This polynomial was known just for very small numbers, namely for genus 2 and genus 3. And during the conference in Slovenia, Roman, me, and Timothy Walsh discussed possibility to find some function for more big genus G. In this moment, we have a progress. This polynomial are explicitly calculated up to genus 11. Genus 12 is still too complicated. We use a very large computer, but it takes a lot of time to do this. But in principle, it can be doable. So as a result, we completely able to count the number of rooted and unrooted map up to genus 11. All tables can be also obtained and very easily. Okay, then the same technique can be used also to calculate a hypermap. Again, I avoid some details. Hypermaps consist of two kind of this is a graph which consists of two kind of vertices. Indeed, this is just bipartite graph, black and white vertices. Then the same problem, the same approach give us the possibility to find the following formula: the number of unrooted hypermap with n dots on close orientable surface is given by the similar expression, but it's much more simple because this is just binomial coefficients, which can be easily calculated. Again, H small stands for the number of rooted hypermap. In this case, the situation is the following. The number of rooted hypermap is known on the sphere and also is known on the torus, but no more result in this direction. If somebody can find the prolongation of the story, the problem of counting hypermap on the surface can be completely solved. Okay, that's all.